On today's episode, I'm talking about patterns of behaviour, how we need to notice them and not ignore them. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you are. Today, I want to just talk about one particular thing, and it's about patterns. I haven't really kind of explored this in enough detail, but I thought it'd be quite useful today to share this my experience with patterns. And this is not kind of colouring patterns or designer patterns. This is about behaviour patterns. And I think it's not a complete thesis, but I wanted to start the conversation and see where it leads. And it began for me when I was at school, around 15 years old. So what happened was I do distinctly remember something happening which really alerted me to people's patterns of behavior. And this is before I had, I would say, any kind of self-awareness or had any kind of desire towards self-improvement or self-help. It was very much that I just noticed it happening. It's so distinct. And I'll share it with you. And what it was, I was in the common room. I guess it was my sixth form. And I was on the windowsill inside and just chatting. And for a moment, I had a matrix moment, I guess is how I would put it. And that I was talking away, and all of a sudden, I seemed to realize that if you imagine that people talk to you in a particular way, and then you can see the layers behind the conversation, that what they were saying meant this in a particular way, actually referred to something else, and actually what their intention was and hadn't revealed it to themselves yet was X or Y or whatever. And it was as if I'd seen the whole playbook come out in one go and realized the intentions behind some of the behaviors and some of the patterns that they were showing. Now, it's quite a weird thing to try and describe, but I can only offer you it was the best insight I had as a young boy, that I had just saw what was happening. I could see the intentions, I could see the interplays, and it was somehow revealed to me in some way. And I think from that moment onwards, I've always been fascinated by patterns. But why is that so interesting? Well, for me, it derives from a simple observation, and I'm absolutely happy to have conversations about this, so please DM me or comment and let me know your thoughts. But my observation is that as humans, our processing skills, what our brains do, is constantly looking for pattern. It's looking for a way of assimilating the world that is around us and making it reasonably digestible so we can comprehend it. And pattern, structure, is a thing that our brain looks for the most. It looks to create structure and pattern. And so it seems only right to then extend that because we observe it, we look for it, will then correspond our behavior to some degree of pattern. Now, you may have experienced this in a very simple form, which is to say, well, that person always does it that way, or they are always thinking that way. Or you may notice that you behave in a particular pattern. It's a very convenient, efficient way of behaving, a way of diluting or at least foregrounding what's important and backgrounding what isn't. And this pattern, or pattern recognition if you like, is something that I find fascinating. And in some ways I find that it kind of links sometimes in with intuition. And I guess what I'm inviting you to consider is to not dismiss people's patterns. Patterns are actions, patterns of behavior, things that people go and do. So when you're looking at a situation, obviously observe and listen to words are being said, but look at the patterns of behavior. Are they matching? Are they the same, or are they very different? And in addition, if you want to really understand someone, really look to notice what patterns they are displaying and which ones they are repeating. Because it would offer that if we are repeating the same patterns, we're repeating the same behaviors, it means that whatever we were dealing with in the past or however we're dealing with it hasn't changed. Now, that may sound great for operating a forklift. Great, you want to keep the same pattern to operate it appropriately. But maybe there's an unhealthy pattern of behavior that the person says they want to change. And maybe that's equally us that say we want to change something about ourselves. But if we are repeating the same pattern of behavior, no matter what the words are coming out, if the actions aren't backing it up. So I would like you to invest a little more time in noticing people's patterns, what they are doing, what they are saying, and what, more importantly, are they repeating? And add it into your lexicon of understanding about that person, and including yourself. I would offer you to not dismiss it. Patterns of behavior. Behavior comes from intentions and emotions. And we can link these together. We think, well, what's happening for that person? But often we can ignore patterns at our cost. And I think it's important to recognize that they have value and they're important. And certainly, if anything I do at all, helping people in the work that I do, it's about recognizing their own patterns and how to, you know, bring them to another observation of what they're doing and look them to match their intention, their words, to the behavior, to the patterns they display. So today was literally just exploring the idea about patterns. I'm sure I'm going to come back to it because I think I can excavate it further and make it clearer. But this is my first stab or first attempt at trying to communicate it to you. Inside of this, I hope you get some sort of value. And if you do, please drop me a comment. I'd love to hear from you as always. So as I say, I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.